Saturday, 20 week, Ordinary Time 1. The first reading from the book of Ruth. Now Naomi had a kinsman of her husband's, a man of wealth of the family of Elimelech, whose name was Boaz. And Ruth the Moabite said to Naomi, "Let me go to the field and glean among the ears of grain after him in whose sight I shall find favor." And she said to her, "Go, my daughter." So she set forth and went and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And she happened to come to the part of the field belonging to Boaz, who was of the family of Elimelech. Then Boaz said to Ruth, "Now listen, my daughter. Do not go to glean in another field or leave this one, but keep close to my maidens. Let your eyes be upon the field which they are reaping and go after them. Have I not charged the young man not to molest you? And when you are thirsty, go to the vessels and drink what the young man has drawn." Then she fell on her face, bowing to the ground, and said to him, "Why have I found favor in your eyes, that you should take notice of me when I am a foreigner?" But Boaz answered her, "All that you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband had been fully told me, and how you left your father and mother and your native land and came to a people that you did not know before." So Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife. And he went in to her, and the Lord gave her conception, and she bore a son. Then the woman said to Naomi, "Blessed be the Lord, who hath not left you this day without next of kin, and may his name be renowned in Israel. He shall be to you a restorer of life and a nourisher of your old age. For your daughter-in-law who loves you, who is more to you than 7 sons, hath borne him." Then Naomi took the child and laid him in her bosom, and became his nurse. And the women of the neighborhood gave him the name, saying, "A son had been born to Naomi." They named him Obed. He was the father of Jesse, the father of David. The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 23, verses 1 to 12. Then said Jesus to the crowd and to his disciples, "The scribes and the Pharisees sit on Moses' seat. So practice and observe whatever they tell you, but not what they do. For they preach, but do not practice. They bind heavy burdens hard to bear, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with their finger. They do all their deeds to be seen by men, for they make their phylacteries broad and their fringes long, and they lope the place of honor at feasts and the best seats in the synagogues and salutation in the marketplaces, and being called rabbi by men. But you are not to be called rabbi, for you have one teacher, and you are all the brethren. And call no man your father on earth, for you have one father who is in heaven. Neither be called masters, for you have one master, the Christ. He who is the greatest among you shall be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Sharing of the reading. First, the theme. God looks down on those who humbly serve others. Many people desire power, fame, and authority, so when they do something, they like to do them before a crowd, to be praised and selected in high positions. In opposition, God loves the poor, the humble, and those who serve others. At the Magnificat, which we used to pray in the evening prayer, God had put down the mighty from their thrones and exalted those of low degree. He had filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he had sent away empty. See Luke chapter 1, verse 52 to 53. The Blessed Virgin's case is a typical exemplar. From a lowly maidservant, God raised up her to be the queen of both heaven and earth. Today's readings compare the two kinds of people. In the first reading, out of her loving service for her mother-in-law, Ruth was ready to accept sacrifice by gleaning among the ears of grain to find food for both. This lowly service could not be hidden from Boaz and God. Boaz make it easy for her to find lot of grain, and God urges Boaz to take her as his wife, so that Ruth and her mother-in-law might have a place to dwell and a son to continue Abimelech's descendant. In the Gospel, Jesus condemned the hypocrisy of the scribes and the Pharisees, not because of their teaching, but of their hypocrisy when they do their good deeds. Second analysis. The first reading. He shall be to you a restorer of life and a provider of your old age. First point. God loves the humble. When Naomi and Ruth returned to Bethlehem, Naomi had a rich relative who belonged to the house of Abimelech, Naomi's husband. His name is Boaz. First, Ruth wanted to clean grain to find food for both. Since both are widows and have just returned from a foreign country, they do not know how to earn their living. So, Ruth, the Moabite, said to Naomi, let me go to the field and glean among the ear of grain after him, in whose sight I shall find favor. And Naomi said to her, go, my daughter. So Ruth set forth and went and gleaned in the field after the reapers. And she happened to come to the part of the field belonging to Boaz, who was of the family of Elimelech. Boaz, the owner of the field, said to Ruth when he met her, now listen, my daughter, do not go to glean in another field or leave this one, but keep close to my maidens. Let your eyes be upon the field which they are reaping, and go after them. Have I not charged the young man not to molest you? And when you are thirsty, go to the vessels and drink what the young man have drawn. Second, the reason for Boaz's special treatment. When Ruth recognized Boaz's special care for her, she bowed her head to the ground and said to him, why have I found favor in your eyes, that you should take notice of me when I am a foreigner? Boaz answered her, all that you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband had been fully told me, and how you left your father and mother and your native land and came to a people that you did not know before. Second point, God arranged and blessed Ruth's second marriage. The author is very deep on the relationship between Boaz and Ruth. He only said that, so Boaz took Ruth, and she became his wife, and he went in to her, and the Lord gave her conception, and she bore a son. There are many details we need to pay attention in Ruth's second marriage. Third, Boaz is a relative with Elimelech, Naomi's husband. According to Jewish custom, he could marry Ruth to continue Elimelech's descendant. Second, some commentators said that either Naomi or Ruth intentionally chose Boaz field to clean rain. Did it possible? But Boaz could decline to marry Ruth because he is rich and Ruth is so poor. Moreover, Ruth is also a foreigner. Third, whatever happened, God must be the one who wisely arranged for Ruth's second marriage, so they might have a person who care for them in their poverty and Naomi old age, especially for them to have a son to continue their lineage. The women came and said to Naomi, blessed be the Lord who had not left you this day without neck of kin, and may his name be renowned in Israel. He shall be to you a restorer of life and a nourisher of your old age, for your daughter-in-law who loves you, who is more to you than seven sons had borne him. Lastly, In God's providence, this child belonged to the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David. See Matthew chapter 1, verse 5. In today's passage, the author reported, they named him Obed. He was the father of Jesse, the father of David. Second, the gospel. Listen to their teaching, but don't do what they do. Third point, the limited value of poor knowledge. A Vietnamese proverb says, talking can make people to think, but practicing can draw them to do it. This proverb means that talking can show people the truth, but practicing what one talked can attract people to do the truth. The perfect leaders are the ones who know how to use both their words and deeds to motivate others to do what they want. However, if one is not able to find such leaders, the leaders in words also have their limited effect, as Jesus pointed out today. The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore, do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example, for they preach, but they do not practice. Second point, the scribes and the Pharisees' bad habits. Jesus accused them of the followings. First, they are both lawmakers and judges to punish those who violate the law. They promulgated so many unnecessary laws, such as washing hands before eating and paying tax for rowing mean leave, etc. Jesus accused them that they tie up heavy burdens and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. Second, they do good deeds in front of people. All the religious deeds they do, not because of God, but for people to see and to praise them. Though wearing phylacteries and tassels during prayer are obligatory to remind them that they must continually remember that God is their only one. Phylactery, see Exodus chapter 13, verse 16, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 8, and 11, verse 18. For tassels, see Numbers chapter 15, verses 37 to 41. Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 12. But they expanded their phylacteries bigger and their tassels longer to attract people's attention. Third, they love places of honor at banquets and seats of honor in synagogues. At banquets, they expect the most important seats, for example, to sit on the right or on the left of the host, or in the same table with important persons. In Jewish synagogues, the front seats are reserved for the elder and the important people. They wanted these seats to show people that they are important, and for others to pay attention to what they wear and the things they do. And lastly, they like to be written in marketplaces and the salutation rabbi. The scribe and the Pharisees want people to treat them as the primary citizens, more than parents or people. They explained that the parents of people are physical benefactors, while they are spiritual benefactors, and spiritual is more important than physical value. Why did Jesus prevent his disciples to call others rabbi, father, or leader? Jesus intended to remind his disciples not to idolize anyone as their God, except God only. Jesus did not prohibit to call our earthly father as father, but do not consider them equal to God. Lastly, Jesus taught his disciples about the standard of God's judging of value. The greatest among you must be your servant. Who exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Application in life. We must sincerely love God and others. God always looks down and blesses those who wholeheartedly love and serve others. To effectively witness for God and others, our words must always be backed up with our deeds. We should avoid saying without doing. Amen.